Those are pretty extreme examples, but for more sort of modern American neurosis.
Just your ordinary screwed up. Just your ordinary screwed up person.
Yeah. Do you think the Dharma will do? And also, do I need a psychotherapist? I trust your judgment.
I think you'll be okay. Yeah, I think for ordinary, you know, and oftentimes it takes time, but they, you know, there are it's, you know, deep rooted things that you know, I think it's helpful to have a professional. And but that it having said that, you actually have to find somebody who has a psychotherapeutic practice that has an appreciation for Buddhist principles and how to implement the two, or to balance the two. So it's something that is not. You know, there are plenty of people in the psychotherapeutic world who just don't really have an appreciation for the structures of the of sila or meditation an actual training. So it's important that trying to find somebody who is. And when it has happened, then generally I've had to. It's not that easy to find somebody who actually I would trust. So because sometimes, you know, a lot of the motivation for people going into psychiatry or psychotherapy as therapists, and their own screwed up backgrounds, sometimes they'll read things in. I don't know that's true, and it's. I think it's okay out in the world, but. This is somebody who has the motivation to be in a in a sangha environment has already got a good foundation. But there's a way forward, but it's.